Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Emotional Regulation for Parents by T.R. Fosters is a practical parenting and self-help guide focused on helping adults manage their own emotional reactions so they can respond more calmly to children, partners, and everyday household stress. Positioned within the positive parenting and mindfulness category, the book combines accessible emotional regulation ideas with concrete exercises that parents can use in real situations. Its core purpose is not to present parenting as a matter of perfect control, but to show how triggers, stress, and reactive habits shape family dynamics. The book is especially oriented toward parents and educators who want tools that are simple, usable, and grounded in evidence-based approaches such as mindfulness, CBT, and DBT. Across its guidance, the emphasis stays on reducing conflict, strengthening connection, and building a more emotionally safe home environment through consistent self-regulation practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why parental self-regulation is the starting point for calmer family life. A central idea in the book is that many family conflicts are intensified not only by a child's behavior, but by the parent's own unresolved triggers and stress responses. Fosters frames emotional regulation as the foundation for better parenting because adults set the emotional tone of the household. When parents react automatically, discipline can become escalation rather than guidance, and small problems can quickly affect intimacy, cooperation, and a child's sense of security. The book's value lies in shifting attention from blame to awareness. Instead of asking only how to change the child, it asks how the parent can interrupt the pattern. That framing is important because it makes emotional steadiness a practical parenting skill rather than a personal luxury. By treating self-regulation as a learnable process, the book gives readers a more realistic way to reduce chaos at home and improve the quality of everyday interactions. Secondly, mindfulness as a usable tool rather than an abstract wellness idea. The book presents mindfulness in a highly applied way, using it as a tool for noticing triggers, pausing before reacting, and returning attention to the present moment. This matters because many parents do not need a theory of mindfulness. They need a method that works during arguments, meltdowns, shutdowns, and high-stress routines. The book's approach is practical rather than ceremonial, emphasizing brief exercises, breathing pauses, and simple attention shifts that can be used without special equipment or prior training. In that sense, mindfulness functions as a stabilizing technique that helps parents create enough internal space to choose a response instead of defaulting to anger, anxiety, or defensiveness. The book also links mindfulness to clearer communication and better emotional modeling for children, showing that regulation is not only about reducing distress in the moment. It is also about teaching children, through daily example, how to handle difficult feelings with more flexibility and less fear. Thirdly, evidence-based parenting support through CBT and DBT-informed strategies. One of the book's distinguishing features is its use of recognizable therapy frameworks, especially CBT and DBT, translated into plain language for parents. This gives the book more structure than a generic advice title, because it connects emotional regulation to established methods for managing thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. The practical benefit is that readers are not only told to stay calm, they are shown how to examine thought patterns, interpret triggers more accurately, and interrupt escalation before it spreads. CBT-informed ideas help parents notice how interpretations shape reactions, while DBT-style skills support distress tolerance and mindful response. The book's strength is accessibility. It does not require clinical training to make use of the material. That makes it useful for parents who want concrete strategies but may feel overwhelmed by technical psychology books. In a crowded parenting field, this evidence-based orientation helps the book stand out as a bridge between therapy concepts and everyday family life. Fourthly, age-specific guidance that adapts emotional regulation to developmental stages. The book is framed as useful for children at different developmental levels, and the broader series extends that idea into separate books for grade school, middle school, and high school parents. This age-sensitive structure is important because emotional regulation problems do not look the same at every stage. A toddler's dysregulation, a preteen's shutdown, and a teenager's resistance each require different forms of parental response. By highlighting age-specific strategies, the book acknowledges that effective support depends on matching expectations to developmental capacity. That makes the material more realistic and less prescriptive than one-size-fits-all parenting advice. It also helps parents avoid common mistakes, such as expecting emotional control from children who still need co-regulation, or treating adolescent withdrawal as simple defiance. The book's practical value lies in helping adults adjust tone, boundaries, and communication style in ways that fit the child's stage. This developmental focus makes the guidance more usable and reduces the risk of applying the same response to very different family situations. Lastly, building long-term family resilience through routines, boundaries, and emotional safety beyond immediate conflict reduction. The book moves toward a larger goal, making emotional regulation part of the family's daily rhythm. That includes routines that reinforce calm, boundaries around stressors such as social media, and habits that encourage emotional safety between parent and child. The book suggests that regulation is not only a crisis skill, but also a culture-building practice. When families repeatedly use reflective pauses, respectful communication, and consistent responses, they create conditions where children can develop resilience rather than simply avoid conflict. This long-term perspective is one reason the book has practical staying power. It does not treat every emotional problem as a one-time event. It frames family health as something built through repetition and consistency. The emphasis on partner dynamics also broadens the book's relevance, since parental regulation affects couple connection as well as child behavior. By linking individual calm to household stability, the book offers a systems view of parenting that is more durable than short-term behavior management. In conclusion, emotional regulation for parents is best suited for parents, caregivers, educators, and couples who want a practical framework for handling stress without escalating conflict at home. Readers who feel overwhelmed by tantrums, shutdowns, teen resistance, or their own reactive habits will find the book especially relevant because it focuses on what adults can actually control: awareness, pause, and response. Its main benefit is that it translates mindfulness and therapy-informed ideas into everyday parenting language, making the material usable rather than theoretical. Compared with many parenting books that concentrate mainly on child behavior, this one stands out by placing adult self-regulation at the center of family change. That perspective makes it more useful for readers who want to improve not just discipline, but the emotional climate of the entire household. It is also well-positioned for readers looking for concise, evidence-aligned guidance that supports both immediate conflict reduction and longer-term family resilience. In a category crowded with general advice, this book is distinct because it treats calm parenting as a learnable skill with direct effects on connection, communication, and child security. If you would like to support TR Fosters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.